We're going to talk now about the digital divide because older New Zealanders are being excluded from vital digital COVID updates, and that's causing concern for community volunteers. The reliance on technology for COVID vaccine passes is highlighting the digital deficit among our seniors. And if you don't have an email or a cell phone or a computer, can you still fully participate in life? Yes, you can. Digital Seniors is a Wairarapa volunteer organisation. They've been flat out helping older folk get printouts of their vaccine passes so that they can carry them with them. Community manager Sarah Wright says it's a common problem among the elderly.
So we're seeing a range of people. Usually the average age would be about 75, but we're seeing, I think our oldest client was 97, who we actually visited at home a few days ago.
And what was up with them? They just have not really got their head around tech?
She didn't have an email address, and she didn't have a current driver's license because she can't drive anymore. So we went over and helped her get her vaccine pass.
You've given her a hard copy so she can carry it?
That's right. So we managed to get her a hard copy, and we printed it out for her, and so she can carry it around in her wallet.
You wouldn't laminate that because it would be... How big are they, by the way? Mine's on my phone, so...
So we print them out. They come out on a sort of a full page, and then we chop it down into a wallet size, like the size of a credit card. So they can be laminated.
So what are the options for people who, currently with the Vax Pass? There's that. You can print one out. What other options are there?
So you can print it out. We've also been helping a lot of seniors who... They don't have an email address, so we've been helping them get set up with an email address and then giving them a bit of training around how to use the email address. So it's sort of ongoing support. We provide one-on-one support for seniors, and they can come and see us every week if they want. So for a lot of them, we've been setting them up with an email address, printing it out for them, or getting it on their phone for them, and then giving them some ongoing support.
That's a lot. If you have never had an email address and you're having to learn how to do that to start with, that can be very, very difficult.
It's really, really challenging for a lot of people. These things that we find so simple and straightforward, for a lot of people, they just haven't had an opportunity to learn it, or they just haven't had the time, and suddenly it's become such a big part of life that they have to learn it when they're older, and there's often other issues, you know, such as memory, and even using the touch screen can be really difficult as people get older.
Yeah, of course.
Of arthritis, and because often fingers get quite dry, so that makes it really hard to use the touch screen. So there's a lot of other problems going on that we help seniors navigate.
You'll find that a lot of younger people in the family will be seconded to have to troubleshoot for grandparents or even parents who are having trouble with technology?
That's right, yep. And what we encourage families to do is to take a sort of a combined approach. So maybe get together with your siblings and come up with a plan for your parent or grandparent. So often we see older people who have had different advice from different family members, which can make it really challenging. So if you want them to use just one app for communication, make sure that everyone's on the same page, and I think that can be really helpful for seniors.
How many people are you seeing with phones? You know, actually have a phone?
Yeah, we see quite a few with phones. A lot of them are quite old phones, so it's really hard to get the vaccine pass on the phone. And we see a lot come through with newer phones who sort of just struggle with even answering it or sending text messages. So, you know, some come through and they're really savvy, and others come through and they just need a lot more help.
I'm smiling, and I think a lot of people are listening to you smiling as well, because this happens, this is universal. Don't worry, Sarah, this is all over the place. And it's patience, isn't it? Just because you know how to use your phone or your computer, it's helping somebody just really step by step go through it. And if they are struggling, it's really focus on them for a bit, isn't it?
It's right. And you know what? It's a really lovely way to connect with a senior. If you have the time to sit with them and show them something on their phone, it can open up lots of other communication. You know, you can talk about all sorts of things. just by having this bit of time to spend helping them. It's wonderful.
Well, they must be very appreciative.
That's right. A lot of the people that come to see us, they have got nowhere else to go. They just don't know what to do. So they're very, very grateful. So anyone who's listening and has a neighbour or a family member that you think might need some help, just go and ask them, because, you know, it doesn't take long, but it can make a huge difference in someone's life who's feeling quite anxious about this.
Yeah, digital seniors, that's what you're called. How many people do you help altogether? Like, how many people are in your network?
Well, so since our launch, we launched in 2018, and since our launch, we've helped almost 4,000 seniors.
Gosh.
And that's with over 11,000 learning topics.
Gee, okay. And you go to them?
We go to them, or we've got free hubs across the Wairarapa where seniors can come and see us and they get one-on-one help with whatever they need. So we don't do classes. It's all based on seniors' needs.
Whose idea was this? Where have you stemmed from?
Yeah. So our founder is a woman called Kathy Hardinge, and she did a Master's in Future Technologies in 2017. And from that master's degree, it really, for her, shone the light upon the senior digital divide in New Zealand. And she realised that we're not doing nearly as much as other countries. We're really far behind with this problem. So that's why she founded Digital Seniors.
Is it only in Wairarapa or around the country?
It's only in the Wairarapa. But we have plans to expand across New Zealand.
But it's volunteer, though. Nobody gets paid.
So I get paid. I'm the community manager, so I get a part-time salary. And everyone else is a volunteer. So we have 25 volunteers who commit loads of their time to helping seniors. They're just brilliant.
Thank you very much, Sarah. That's really great to hear that what's going on in the Wairarapa. And to have it around the country would be so helpful. I imagine that you'd be swamped by people, particularly at the moment, who are worried about being able to get this COVID pass into real life.
Oh, yeah, we're so swamped. So anyone out there who's listening, you know, get in touch and we can help in the Wairarapa.
Right. And how do they get in touch with you in Wairarapa?
So we've got an 0800 number. That's 0800 373 646.
0800 373 646. Anywhere else, you might have to wait. Or if you're listening and you're tech savvy and you have a member of your family who isn't, maybe give them a call and ask them how they're getting on with their pass.
Yeah. The libraries across New Zealand are helping out. So anyone who's listening who's outside of the Wairarapa, I think most of the libraries are giving out help as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
It's Sarah Wright from Digital Seniors.